After delaying his trip briefly to deal with the fallout from the High Court's decision on dual citizenship, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has found a respite of sorts in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah greeted him and his wife Lucy at a ceremonial welcome in Jerusalem. And Mr. Netanyahu has gone on to term Mr. Turnbull Mishpaka, or family. Mr. Turnbull says he indeed feels part of the same family, and he has gone on to depict an ever-warming relationship between the two countries. In Israel, to mark the centenary anniversary of World War I's Battle of Beersheba and Australia's role in it, he says the relationship is one of cooperation and collaboration.
We've seen over the century deeper and deeper cooperation and collaboration between Australia and Israel. And I think today it is at its height, but it has a long way to go. We have those shared values of which Bibi and I have both spoken. Freedom, the rule of law, democracy. Easy to trip off the tongue, but they're scarcer than they should be. And they require always determination, blood and treasure to defend and preserve.
The two leaders have signed a defence industry cooperation memorandum following a meeting upon Mr. Turnbull's arrival. The threat of what Mr. Turnbull terms Islamist terrorism was discussed, as well as the need to work together to tighten cybersecurity. Australia's Prime Minister says the two countries share a common goal in defeating that terrorism, with IS or ISIL at the heart of it.
We face common threats, and we talked about those at length, the threat of Islamist terrorism in this region, where our armed forces are, of course, in the anti-ISIL coalition, and also, of course, in our own region, where we've seen ISIL-backed insurrections in the Philippines.
Mr. Turnbull described the Battle of Beersheba as a pivotal moment in history, led by the Australian horsemen as they helped liberate what was then Palestine from the Ottoman Empire. Mr. Netanyahu returned Mr. Turnbull's compliments throughout their press conference. He says the many battles Australian soldiers have fought have left a lasting impression on the Jewish community in Israel, starting back then.
The impression that Australian soldiers left on the Jewish community here in the land of Israel at the time was lasting. Tremendous sympathy, the informality, the warmth, the shared values that you so well described a few hours earlier when you spoke about this. This is all true. This is something that creates a sympathy, an identification, and a friendship that is real. And I know that people think that all international relations are guided by interests. Of course they are. But when interest coheres with values, there is something special.
Mr. Netanyahu has fondly recalled his February visit to Australia.
I'm very proud to have been the first Israeli Prime Minister to visit Australia. I'm delighted that you are here the second time a Prime Minister visits Israel. I think the future portends great things for both our countries, which are really one in values. So welcome, friend.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten is also among the Australian officials who have travelled to the commemorations at Beersheba. After political meetings in Jerusalem, he has visited the city of Ramallah in the West Bank to meet with Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah.